Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Thanks for tuning us in here on Friday, June 16th at 7:46. Now, three big things. Republicans and Democrats square off for charity baseball game in Washington.
Two.
Governor Brownback signs a bill to fund Kansas schools.
One.
And a stormy night across central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic right now, we've got an accident southbound on Meridian. But this is southbound on Meridian right there at Kellogg, and it's affecting traffic up on Kellogg. Basically affecting traffic westbound on Kellogg if you're trying to exit there. And, of course, Meridian jammed up there because of a traffic accident. Again, southbound Meridian near Kellogg. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 74. Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 99, up around 100. And now mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. Got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the entire state of Kansas. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 7:48 now with Steve and Ted. Home builders slowed down the pace of construction for the third straight month in May, a possible sign that the shortage of houses for sale might worsen. Commerce Department says housing starts fell 5.5% in May. This comes after a 2.7% monthly decline in April and a 7.7% drop in March. So the trend is not building new homes very rapidly. So does that mean it's a seller's market, Ted?
I think that's what we've heard.
Yes, we've heard it's a seller's market. We have comments this morning from KNSS Facebook. Billy Joel on politics and Trump. Not my job to tell people how to think. Billy Joel. Tammy says, now there's a guy worthy of my respect and my money, even if we don't agree. I think that's a good policy. If you were an entertainer, you wouldn't want to get up there and start telling people what they ought to be thinking. I would think that Billy Joel's right on the mark on that. Trump to ban all American travel to North Korea. Brad asks, what will Dennis Rodman do now? He's about the only person who's going there. Well, we had that fellow the other day that was returned, but I wouldn't go there for all the money in the world. First of all, I understand it's just a physically ugly place. I mean, it's just rocky and crummy and, you know, the weather's awful. And second of all, you got that little guy there who, you know, he might arrest you for anything.
Second of all, it's the most backward country on the planet.
Yeah, and they've got the most backward. Yeah, well, I better quit talking. He may be listening over there in North Korea right now. Probably got us up on a, you know, on his computer. Oh, that scares me.
I don't think anything from the West gets into North Korea.
That's true.
When they have the satellite visual of the Earth at night, there's a huge dark spot
right there.
It's North Korea.
Whew, man,
the place goes dark when the sun sets.
Well, okay. Health insurers made oodles of money in 2016 despite losing millions of dollars on Obamacare. The industry's net income rose to $13.1 billion, up 46% from a year earlier, according to a report from the rating company AM Best. Companies saw improvements in most of their business lines, but much of the earnings boost came from higher profitability in their Medicare Advantage divisions and smaller losses in their Obamacare exchange products. The insurers reported an underwriting loss when claims paid exceed premiums collected of $893 million in 2016, down from $2.1 billion a year earlier in their commercial business lines, which includes Obamacare policy. So the insurance companies are doing quite well. To me, that is maybe a part of the equation that the government has, the politicians haven't wanted to explore. that particular aspect. All right, stocks down Thursday. Dow was over 14 points down. NASDAQ dropped 29, and the S&P lost 5. A New Hampshire restaurant is banning tips in favor of raising menu prices to give its staff a salary of $45,000 to $50,000 per year. Owners of the Seventh Settlement Brewery in Dover say they are the first restaurant in New Hampshire to ban tipping and will no longer accept tips starting Labor Day.
I'll go there and work, I guess.
The rationale behind the change is to offer full-time benefits and time off. Yeah. So when's the last time we got a tip? All those public appearances we have, you'd think some wealthy person would come up and in shaking our hand, there would be like three or four $100 bills there. Hey, you got to do a fine job. That never seems to happen.
I'll take a little graft.
Yeah, no kidding.
Never seems to happen.
All right. The Rhode Island House of Representatives has passed a bill that would give caged chickens more freedom to spread their wings. The legislation would ban overly crowded conditions for egg-laying hens.
There you go, Rhode Island.
The bill now moves to the state Senate, where similar legislation has been blocked in recent years. Deputy House Speaker Charlene Lima, a Cranston Democrat who supports the measure, says it's a shame that the legislation keeps getting killed in the Senate. She also criticizes chicken owners who only care about the dollar and cruelly squeeze birds into restrictive cages.
There you go.
Yeah. Power to the poultry.
Well, many eateries are going to free-range chickens. Well,
I don't know. I don't have, my grandparents had a little chicken coop out behind their house.
Right.
And it was a nasty place. You did not want to go in there. My uncle on his farm.
That's what I'm saying. The chicken, they should be given a little more room to roam about.
Let them roam around in the house. That'd
be cooped up.
Yeah. Like my Greek in-laws who let the goats run around in their house.
Free-range goats. Free-range goat
cheese. You
know
what? Restricting goats. They don't go for that. Oh. All right. 7:53 now, Steve and Ted. What's going on down by the river? Who knows better than Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Much more than vans down there, that's for sure. The big story in the Wichita Business Journal, weekly edition on the streets today. Development on the West Bank of the Arkansas River. We take a deeper look at the ideas for development along the West Bank downtown. We provide more detail on the plan to tear down Lawrence Dumont and build a new stadium, the mixed-use plans of a Kansas City company that's ready to invest $40 million, and how the development could help existing businesses in the area. We also talked to the former mayor of Oklahoma City, who was in office when the community approved a sales tax increase to fund their downtown resurgence. Ron Norick led the effort to build a new stadium and create the MAPS project, which is referenced often when talking about an example that Wichita wants to follow. In this week's top 25 list, physician group practices ranked by number of 2016 outpatient visits. Via Christie Clinic at the top, more than 660,000. The Wichita Radiological Group is second at more than 412,000. The rest of the top five, Cancer Center of Kansas, Green Vision Group, and West Wichita Family Physicians. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Of course, I go to number five there in West Wichita,
Right.
My physician, physician patient, is that confidential? Can I mention who my doctor is?
Well, you can mention who he is. He just isn't supposed to mention just exactly what you tell him and what your ailments are.
Well, I would be revealing
like
too
that.
Much if I said my doctor was Mike Ludlow. Would that be too much?
No, I don't think so.
Because people will be asking personal questions about me, and Mike will have to, I can't say. Right?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good doctor, and you know how I evidence that. I'm still here.
Yeah, he somehow kept you alive.
He kept me alive. Today is National Fudge Day, and I know that Ted will celebrate that at the same time that it's Fresh Veggies Day.
Hey-o!
Mm-hmm. And I understand you have a birthday in your house coming up this weekend. Is that right? Is twins having a birthday?
That's exactly right. The twins having a birthday. Sydney Quinn and Shay Judith Roy turning 21.
Wow.
21.
I'll tell you what. I'll say this, and I know you'll agree with it. Your experience having those twins growing up in your house has been absolutely amazing and fantastic, hasn't it?
It actually has. Yes, it has.
Has Old Town
been
alerted?
It's been amazing.
Old Town been alerted. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
oh,
21.
Boy. Well, keep an eye on them.
But they may be saving up for the wedding that's coming up the next weekend.
You better be saving up for the wedding.
Yeah, well, it's gone now. I mean, it's a week away. It's all gone.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's coming up. Well, we're going to have to get a complete, a detailed report on that after the wedding's over, okay?
You bet. Week from tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. 7:56 now, coming up 8 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A night of strong storms across central Kansas. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.